goes as we welcome Community Outreach Director Nancy Raya from the Eastern Shore Art Center. Good morning, Nancy.
Good morning.
And Michael Graham, the Executive Director of the Haven No-Kill Animal Shelter. Welcome back, Michael.
Oh, thank you. It's good to be back.
And
good morning.
Good morning to both of you. And you're holding a furry, beautiful kitty cat.
Precious. This is Toyota. And Toyota's very interested in the microphone.
She is.
Yes.
Hopefully, see if we can get her to purr. I mean, she was purring earlier.
Can you hear it?
I can because I have on headphones.
Oh
my goodness, listen. What a sweetie pie. Mm-hmm. Now is when I need the camera. And tell us a bit about this kitty cat, Toyota. Oh, don't let go. That was such a cute picture. I'm going to see if I can get it.
She's trying to make biscuits, too.
With the glare in the window, I'm not sure it's going to work. But we've got a cute...
Oh, look at that. She's loving Nancy.
Yeah, we've got a really cute picture on Facebook right now. And Toyota the cat is an interesting calico-type variety, I'm guessing.
She could be maybe a little tortie. She's about 3 to 4 months old. She is from a litter of 8, and her name Toyota came from the vehicle that had abandoned her. She was found in the parking lot at the shelter on a hot day, and I think it was about 3 to 4 weeks ago. And the staff had to scramble to get them, and they were trying to get in other vehicles, up in the engines. Luckily, they were able to get everybody. The happy news is she's with us. She's now healthy and thriving and purring, as you can see.
Mm-hmm.
And she would make a great pet for somebody. She's so affectionate. She did well in the car ride, too.
That's good. Beautiful cat, and her siblings are available for adoption as well.
Yes, I think there were a few that have been placed already, but she still has some that are at the shelter.
And Nancy, we're here. You're here too because the Haven and the Eastern Shore Art Center have gotten together to collaborate on a fundraiser.
Yes, this idea came up over this past winter when Susan Wright passed away. And Susan Wright was a volunteer that came in about 15 years ago to the Art Center when she came in with a group of people that had had cancer. And at the end of the session, she said, "I love what you do, and I'm going to come and clean brushes and pour out paint." And she stayed 6 years, 30 hours a week volunteering with all of my programming. And one of those classes, Teresa Marshall was in it, the founder of the Haven. And when the class was over, Susan looked at me and she said, I'm going to the Haven. I'm going to go adopt today. And she called me later. She said, it was buy one, get one free. And those kitties were her life. And she was totally a cat person. She loved her kitties. And when she came to my house, she teased me about my golden retriever that he had a knobby head because he had a different bone on the top of it. You know. But we decided to do this because when she passed away, you know, with a full COVID and not able to, you know, do anything specific for her, I decided she loved kitties. She loved the Haven. So for the last several years, when it was a birthday or a Christmas or something, I would send money or do something for the Haven. So I thought, why not honor her this way? Those rescues she had rescued her through the toughest times of her life.
Mm.
And her chemo, she had her chemo kitty. She had all her cats that took care of her. So I called up some of the populations I'm serving right now.
Okay.
I called up. I've been working a lot this past couple years with the National Charity League Eastern Shore Chapter. It's a mother-daughter charity, and I invited them to come in and paint cats and dogs with me this past month. So, for instance, they might have started like something like this where somebody would just lay in a background, and we also had them partner with Exceptional Foundation. So I had somebody just put in brushstrokes every which way. That was one of my lessons. And then they had to turn around and pick up one of those and say, what do you see in it?
Wow.
Do you see a dog? Do you see a cat?
Mm-hmm.
So we just kind of, I taught them how to take abstraction and then turn it into something that you love. Another thing I did, one of the lessons I taught them how to draw on a black background.
I love that technique of yours.
Yes.
You know, one is in my kitchen.
I know you have one.
And here you've got almost animated, cartoonish type dogs and cats.
Yes. In fact, this one was of my daughter's cat, Buddy, and he helps her lesson plan for her class. So the kids all got to wear the same headband he did for camp day.
How cute.
So Another thing, and now here's something else I want to tell you about. This is really kind of special because on Friday when we were setting up the show, we had a visitor, and his name was Lucky Ducky. So I want to tell you, this is one of his first art pieces. This is four little flowers. This is his paw prints.
Now, I read somewhere that animal artwork was going to be included.
Right. So we're just kind of starting that. Hopefully, I can get a little bit more done this week. But this is his four paw prints, and then I just embellished it. Because, you know, I love teaching individual art, but I love collaborating art. Mm-hmm. So there's that one. And then there's also this one. This one, he totally actually tried to eat some of the paint, but it was non-toxic. But this is because this one is a heart, and he did the paw prints in the center. And I wrote, "You've left your mark on my heart."
Cute. Oh, that's cute. You know, I love that caption.
Those are his little paw prints. I mean, he was actually part of it. He was very excited to be a celebrity.
The colors are so vibrant.
So what we're trying, what we're imagining here is a duck walking in paint onto a canvas.
It kind of looks like that. And he was, at one point I had five paws, but since this event is called Four Paws, and he really only has four paws. So we collected over 100 pieces of art that are from children, students, mother, daughter. Also, we have professional artists that have donated artwork to this event. We also have over 100 smalls that if you come by in person and make a donation to the Haven, you can get to pick one of these. The online auction for the bigger items starts on tomorrow at noon.
Okay, and tell us about the art. It's artist4paws.com with the number four. artists4paws.com, and there you will see all of the artwork, but you can also go to the art center and eyeball it yourself.
Yes, there are some pieces, like we have beautiful photography from John Olchu, has been a big help in this, and he's got photography listed that's not in person, but if you, and he does drone shots of Fairhope.
Yes, he does good
gorgeous
work.
Gorgeous, Chris with his dog. He's a beautiful photographer.
As well, he is.
Bruce Larson has donated a sculpture. We have Stacy Howe in this. We have quite a few artists that are helping out. So it just has all come together in a few short weeks. And our goal was to help what the Haven does. And I love that they're actually also helping heal and get them healthy enough to ship and travel so we can get more adopted elsewhere.
Yes, it's very exciting. And when Nancy approached me about this concept, we didn't envision it to be this large and take off so quickly. She's worked so hard, and all of her friends.
She has a habit of that.
Oh, yeah.
Like the blue jeans that went all over the United States, if not the world.
Yes, yes.
Well, that's what's happening here, and we couldn't be more grateful and excited. You know, we're just blown away at the support from not only Nancy, but all of the friends and all the constituents of the Eastern Shore Arts Center, their staff coming together and really pulling this event together. It's a huge success already. Just the awareness. We have a cat that we brought, I think, Friday for a photo shoot. Nancy's already got someone interested in it. And maybe even Lucky Ducky the lab mix. So it's really a win-win all around. But importantly, all of the funds, this awareness is going to help kittens like this that are abandoned. And we're just seeing a huge number of abandoned pets in our county right now. And we're doing everything we can with our programs and services to accept who we can, when we can, so that we can get them on transport, so that we can get them homes. You have to get them vetted, all of those wonderful things. And we just are very grateful to you, Nancy, and all of the folks behind it.
Oh, well, thank you. I'm really happy to do it. And if you love the Haven, if you've ever rescued a cat, if you loved Susan, and her nickname was Min, because one time we had a group of people that had come in that were battling cancer survivors, and a young girl walked in with several students that she was babysitting. And she said, "Who are those kids who are with you?" And she said, "Oh, they're my minions. They have to do anything I ask." And she turned at me and said, "I'm your minion."
Right.
Oh. Because she, you know, helped me so much. I miss her dearly. And so if you ever experience Min, Susan Wright, helping you or your field trip, do me a favor and check this online auction, and let's remember her with love.
I think what it also brings attention to is the impact volunteers have in the community.
Right.
When we had this huge influx of cat intakes, we sent out that call. And I know if Susan was with us, she would have been one that answered that call, you know, the first day. We had so many volunteers respond and pick up cats and put them in foster care in their homes for a few weeks so that we could get back to a more humane capacity of care so that we can try to prevent an outbreak of illness, et cetera. So I think it really does speak volumes to volunteerism and the impact that volunteers have.
So the artist auction again says August 2nd through 26th. That's today.
Yes.
So is it ready to go up online today?
Hey, I've tested it, and I've got my eye on a couple of pieces.
Okay.
I've already put my credit card information in there, my bank card, and I'm ready to hit bid. So
cool.
Yep.
Artistsforpaws.com. I'm presuming if you go to the Havens website or the Art Centers, you can find a way to get there as well. So there's a variety of art, like you said, from animals and children to professional artists. And it's going to be officially unveiled this Friday during First Friday Art Walk.
Yes,
that's going to be exciting to be part of the First Friday Art Walk and just see all the, be part of that positive energy and all the people coming in and out looking at the artwork. I mean, look at the colors. I love these door hangers. I mean, that makes a very good gift for someone in your life, a friend.
Exactly. These are small enough to fit in a small padded envelope.
Yes,
the smalls, they're like 4x6 or 2x2 inches.
They're cute.
And what I did was, my dog had surgery the other week. You know, she's fine. But I took a box of them in, and I asked everybody at the vets to pick one that helped serve my dog. And then I said, I will make a donation to the Haven in your name.
Aw,
that's sweet. So,
very nice.
Yeah.
Very nice. And so, Michael, right now, what is going on with the Haven? I know July was a crazy cat explosive month, and you had $5 cat adoptions. How is it looking now, and what's going on?
Well, good question. We're back to a more humane capacity in the facility for both cats and dogs. We're preparing for another influx. We hope not, but you know, we talk across the United States with other directors, and that's something that's commonly seen right now due to COVID. And so we're looking to keep planning ahead, doing transports, doing more promotions like the feline adoption promotion, and asking the community to volunteer, to donate, especially donate. You know, when we're budgeting $129 per feline adoption fee, and you slash that, and we placed about 25 felines, you know, you can do the math. That's funding that we have budgeted for that we're not going to have. So donations are very much so needed and accepted. And events like this really make it worth our while. So we thank you.
All right. And folks that want to help by adopting a pet or volunteering, is the website the best way to start due to the massive call volume and limited volunteers?
It is. This havenforanimals.org. Most of the information is on our website. Again, that's havenforanimals.org. They can try to give us a call. We do call voicemails back, but we're getting... Hold on to your seats. 195 incoming calls a day.
A day?
Yes.
Wow. Oh my God!
Yes. The system reports on all of your incoming calls, so that's a high call volume. That's a call every 2 minutes during an 8-hour period, and we're getting them from all over, you know, the Southeast region, not just in the local area.
And what are the calls? Can you take my dog?
Actually, 60% of them are I found a stray, a litter of kittens with a mom or a dog or a cat, and they can't keep them. They already have pets, et cetera, and they're looking for some help. And so, you know, you can put them in our shelter log, which is like our waiting list, and it's just taking a lot of time to get back and with these individuals to say, okay, we've got some space. You know, it's a process. And so we're grateful to those individuals that are finding the animals, but we're asking them to say, you know, if you find them, you can call us. We may be able to provide you with some food, some medical care, pet supplies, but physically bring it into the shelter right now. You're full. Yeah.
What are the other 40% calls?
So it breaks down with volunteerism is I think 2-3%. Adoptions were about 10%, and then you had some owner surrenders that were made up for a little bit. But I was surprised to see 60% were all strays. You know, you would think it would be more owner surrenders, and so we don't have any concrete data. Because about it being COVID, we're assuming that based on, you know, just networking with others, because we can't ask, we're not speaking to the person that has abandoned the pet, but we're assuming right now it's due to COVID, unfortunately.
Okay. What else would you like folks to know that we haven't thought to mention yet?
Just please go on the auction site. If you're not able to come out, or if you want to come out earlier, you can come and see it. If you would care to avoid the crowds, come out and see the exhibit.
Yeah, it's unveiled at First Friday Art Walk, but it's going to be up.
It's open right now.
The whole,
be open.
Oh, it's there now.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
And we're still adding a few more pieces, including, you know, like Lucky Ducky. So keep checking back at the online auction. There's some things still coming in.
Okay. And that's artistsforpaws.com. And the auction runs through August 26th. You've got plenty of time to go by and look in person.
Yes. Yeah.
Or look online. And we don't want you to forget about this beautiful calico tuxedo type kitten name.
Isn't she beautiful?
That is absolutely gorgeous. I love that. It's like half of her face is black. And look at how lovely. Nancy, I think you might have to take her home.
Oh, she is so sweet.
Golden labs or retriever, which did you have? You said they love cats. It'll be fine.
She's got a grandkitty.
Yes, I've got several grandkitties.
Yeah.
So it's a multi phase in and out. So we have learned to love cats completely with three people on allergy shots, but it's totally worth it. Totally worth it. We think of them as our little spiritual leaders. They let you in when they choose to.
That's right.
And you feel like you've ascended another master level.
That one's really loving on you.
Yes.
And so well behaved.
Yes. Very nice.
This is all
beautiful
for her.
As a subject for art, oh my gosh, if you have struggling with getting your contrast right,
oh gosh,
if you're an artist, you need to come and get this because it got different shades of browns and blacks. There's not all just, so you can learn about blending a lot from this little kitty.
Now that's
and she may help you blend. Look at those. She's been moving those paws like biscuits. Look at
I know.
Them.
I know. She's precious. She looks like she wants to paint.
Oh. So everybody, please check out artistsforpaws.com. Oh, and we can't forget one of our favorite TV reporters, Roseanne Haven.
Yes,
that's
is
right.
Going to help.
Yes,
Roseanne Haven is helping the Haven. How clever!
Yes,
that is perfect.
I know.
Perfect.
So she will be there to help with the unveiling of the auction on Friday night.
Hopefully, because she might be working. But
right.
One thing she is definitely doing is going to be doing some stories. Watch Channel 5 because there might be some snippets of some of the animals painting.
Yeah.
That'll be fun. I can't wait. Okay, thank you, guys.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Lori.
Michael Graham, Executive Director of the Haven No Kill Animal Shelter. Nancy Raya, Community Outreach Director with Eastern Shore Art Center. And Toyota, the cutest little kitty cat. So what is the procedure and cost to adopt Toyota or another animal right now?
Toyota's adoption fee is $125, and she will come up to date on her shots. That includes a spay, or her female, so it includes a spay. She'll be tested for feline AIDS, leukemia, heartworms, the works for $129. They can go to our website. She'd be on our website. They'll see her picture. Just click on Adopt a Pet, and then they can click on her picture and get more information and can apply and do all the adoption online.
havenforanimals.org.
That's correct.
And just real quick, that's about what you do in preparation for the adoption, the vet services and all. It's about a $300-something price tag.
You've got it right. Good memory.
And you're adopting for $125, so definitely less than half of what it would cost otherwise.
Absolutely.
All righty.
And my reference is she's a total love.
Yeah.
She is quite a lover. I highly recommend somebody get this lovely kitten. Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
All righty. This is WABF. It is 842 and 81 degrees. We're going to see if there's any issues going on.